Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hope everyone is doing well. Welcome back to Connected and Committed Podcast.
We hope y'all are doing well. This will be your second last podcast actually in Europe for recording purposes. But if you are doing weekly,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter. But anyway, last two we're doing.
Yeah, you have extra elements in the background because usually they are there, but it's just anyways. It's a whole thing every time we have to move things around. But I think it's fine.
Yeah. I'm trying to think when we listen to this. Okay, no, by the time we listen to this, it'll already be past the, like, obviously RAA is always open and you always are able to join, but the deal has ended officially yesterday. So hopefully you got on, you know, but obviously if you didn't, this is still very, very valuable.
Yeah.
We already just did a Q&A. A live Q&A yesterday or this week for those who are in our membership, and they already said it was really, really helpful, and they got a lot of information. Like, we don't hold back, and I mean, like, I think that we are trying to give as much value as we can to those who choose to invest in our things, no matter what the price point is. And we don't just do cheap things or like, eh, it's cheap, so we're not really care. We give 120% in what we do because we really, really care about the results we're trying to produce in the people's lives. So RAA, if you haven't heard of it, if you haven't joined it, join now. It is a community membership that'll help you bring clarity to every anxious thought that you have. So if your podcast, if you need more than what our podcast is giving, for example, or just really need something to kind of evaluate your relationship to give you clarity, this is the place to do it.
That's good. I agree. And, you know, I was even thinking like yesterday when we were talking about coaching, because someone asked in our Q&A, I was like, just the discounts alone that people get for coaching and
true.
Group coaching, to be honest, I was like, wow, we're giving a lot to people who are part of this membership.
We are. That's very true.
So
a good discount.
Yeah, it's good. And so, you know, if you want to join, check out the link in the description. And or if you have questions, DM Joy or me if you want to DM me. Why not? And we'll answer your questions.
Yeah. So today's podcast episode, we're going to be somebody sent me an email, somebody who actually was interested in our membership. I actually don't know if she is, maybe by the time you
She's
hear this,
joined
she already
or
has
not.
Joined. I don't know. But, she had some questions and she mentioned that she heard from a Christian podcast, Christian dating podcast, some things. And so we're going to address them on here because I thought this would be helpful for those, you know, anybody in general. So we're going to kind of split it into two parts. But the first question was, she heard that you shouldn't date if you haven't worked on yourself or if you can't see yourself marrying the person within the year or even tomorrow. So we're going to split this podcast into two parts. Because we can just kind of give, they're two different topics.
Also, it's from a Christian influencer, right?
A Christian dating podcast.
Okay. Okay. That, I feel like it's important to say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the two part was, the first part is you should like basically work on yourself.
If you haven't worked on yourself, then you shouldn't date.
Okay.
Which we will, I'll just like whatever that means for me, but I'm curious for you, in your perspective, do you agree with that? Just from that broad statement. I know we have to kind of simplify it a bit, but.
I think for me, it's a yes and no. Because I think that there's a lot that you can grow from and learn from dating. As a person. So that to me is also part of like that work part, like you should work on yourself.
Right.
Well, if I think that part of that work actually takes place when you date, especially when you have what we do with relationship anxiety, I think a lot of it comes up when you're in a relationship and it's you
so
like
true.
Being willing to work on yourself as you're dating. I think that's part of that. Now, I want to say too that obviously if you're dating and you take dating as a way to grow yourself and like better yourself, then that's not the right approach. I do not think that's the right approach, because then you're treating dating as an experience rather than like connecting with someone. And maybe thinking of it as a long-term relationship. Like I don't think you should date just for fun. Like if that's what you're doing, or if you're seeing just as an experience, but you don't really see it as a way to find someone you might commit to in the future, I don't like that personally.
Sure.
Because you're too like you're dealing with a person, and their life is as important as yours.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, I don't see it like that. Now, can work be done before you start dating? I totally think so. Like, I think that there's so much you can do, and I think you should. Obviously, like before we started dating, we worked on ourselves a lot. And we read some books, you know, like things like that. And we also had past experiences of dating that also made us grow as well, like I said. But it wasn't like we're not dating just for fun. Exactly like I explained. But then there's work that we've done about like reading books on relationships and communication and learning about love and what love means and what dating means, you know. Like I definitely think that you should date to marry, but obviously that's what we're going to talk about in the next one. I don't think it means that when you date you need to know right away if you're going to marry that person. Yeah. But I do think that you have to have a vision of marriage, or long-term commitment to when you start dating. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion personally.
No, I agree. I think that when it comes to anxiety or relationship anxiety, you don't know what you don't know until you're in a relationship. It's like these things and all this like triggers lay dormant when you are single, because you're not, unless your anxiety is dating, then that's its own thing, right? Like then you might have a lot of anxiety about dating in general, but for a lot of people, some of that stuff doesn't even come up until we're actually in a relationship. Then you're suddenly like, oh my gosh, like what's going on? I'm freaking out. Maybe the person is wrong, but in reality, it's all the stuff that's in you, and it's not activated because there's no person to activate it, if that makes sense. Not saying you're like, you should date somebody to figure out relationship anxiety.
Yeah.
If you know it and then you broke up and now you're single, cool. Then you can work on that right now because now you know. But some people don't know it's there, and then they start dating and then it gets serious and then it starts all coming up, and then they hear podcasts like that maybe, and they're like, oh my gosh, I sort of worked on myself and you break up. And it's like, well, I hear you. If it's so tumultuous that it's kind of like you can't even function in this relationship, whatever, then that's its own thing. But in reality, a lot of the times you can work on yourself while you're experiencing relationship anxiety. It's really much a lot of it is not running and figuring out how to stay and how to soothe yourself and figure out what's going on in the moment, rather than just like doing the same pattern of ending relationships because it feels like scary or feels too hard or feels all these things. Yes, I do think there are some aspects that you should, I do not like that word, but before you're getting in a relationship, if you know there's a lot of things that come up for you ahead of time, like there's things that you're struggling with, things that you're dealing with, that's its own thing. And maybe that's what the podcast was talking about. I didn't hear it, so I cannot, we don't know what context they're referring to. But if you are somebody, for example, who has extreme like porn addiction, right? Mm. Or if you are somebody who even has any addiction, like eating disorder, like something where it's like, but when I'm in a relationship, it's even worse.
Yeah.
That will feel, that's not going to be helpful for you. You know what I mean? Like it is something where it's like, you know what? I do need to figure out how to handle what is going on within me before I enter into relationships. I know that if I enter into a relationship with the version I am right now with my addiction, for example, this actually could be way more harmful than beneficial to this person.
Yeah, I totally agree. Obviously, there's a lot more than relationship anxiety when we think about preparing ourselves. Like before I started dating you, I had to do a lot of work on my porn addiction and everything that comes with that. And that took me a long time, you know, that took me a long time to be able to figure that out and not bring that into our relationship because unfortunately there's a lot of people who struggle with porn and are married and it's really hard on their relationship.
It's really hard
and on their marriage. And you know, I think that is something that you need to search help for But like we just said, no matter the addiction you have, you need to look for help. You don't want to bring that in into the relationship. And, you know, other things, like I'm thinking even like if you've had trauma in the past that you need to heal from, or if you have anxiety, and not just like for relationships, but like if you have like severe anxiety or like especially depression, I really think that you do not want to bring that into your relationship. If you're single, if you are not single and you're already in a relationship, we're never saying you should break up, you should break up, you should break up. But it definitely takes a different, on a different dimension whenever you're struggling with those things and you're in a relationship, because it will impact your partner 100% and it's going to make it much harder on you and on your partner and on your relationship.
Yeah.
So if you're single, there is a level of preparation that needs to take place. Because I think that you need to be mature enough, you know, to be able to date someone and treat someone in an honorable way, you know. And that's a cliche sentence. And I didn't really understand that when we were dating, because I had such a religious vision of dating. Because for me, it was very much like that person said, maybe on a podcast, whatever, of like, when you date someone, you have to know you're going to marry them. Like, basically, that was, like, from the get-go. Like, you need to know at the start of the relationship. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next one. But because of that, I did not understand this quote, which said that when you date someone, if you end up leaving or, like, the relationship doesn't work out, the person, like, should be better than what they were before you started dating them. You should add to their life, basically. You should add value to their lives and make them a better person. And that's a way to honor them.
Sure.
And I didn't understand that. But then obviously now being in a relationship for 5 years, I definitely see how we're adding to each other's life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that I think that's a good perspective to have. It's like when you're examining yourself, and you're single and you're thinking about dating, is like, can I add to that person?
Sure.
Instead of take away.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be in this takeaway mode, whether you're emotionally needy or other things. You want to feel like you do have something to bring that can better their life, you know? And yeah. I think that's a good perspective to have personally.
For sure. And I can hear somebody when their anxiety being like, oh my gosh, I'm not adding to my partner's life because I'm so anxious, so I should break up. And it's like, okay, pause for a second, just pause, because I know that's going on in some of y'all's minds. I also want to say this too. It is so different too, because obviously, sure, our anxiety can very much dictate how a relationship can be, because our perception is off, like what we believe, what we think, like it's all off. Mm-hmm. It's not clear. We don't know what we're thinking, what we're doing, all the stuff. But in this case, if we end things right now, the same exact pattern will not actually be able to have any healing, because you're just going to do the same thing over again. What you're going to do is break up with a person, maybe feel bad because you're like, I don't feel like I wanted to, maybe get back together, I don't know. Or you're going to be like, oh, suddenly I feel relief. Maybe this was better. Okay, good. I feel good now. And then suddenly all the anxiety is going to be gone. And then you're going to be fine. And then date somebody else and be like, wow, this is better. And then have anxiety again. You're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? It's going to be the same exact pattern. And so you ending things is not actually going to bring benefit to you or really for your partner, especially if you guys have been dating for so long and it's been so good, because it's going to just repeat the patterns in somebody else in the future. So what you need to do in that moment is actually deal with it and be able to figure out what is going on in the moment as you're in the relationship, so you can get healing and freedom and continue that relationship and go towards whatever the finish line is for you guys. That is such a different concept. What I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, what Matthew is saying as well is this, this kind of perspective of, if I am dating somebody, if I'm about to date somebody, it should be my like number one intention, if we don't end up being married, to leave them better off than when they started. And not saying like, oh, because they dated me, they're better off. Like more in a sense of like, I'm honoring you, I'm respecting you, I am seeing you as a person you are and really being intentional to love who you are as much as I can. Of course, I'm gonna fall short because I'm human. And of course, things are not going to be perfect. But at the end of the day, I'm going to at least learn how to honor you in conflict. I'm going to learn how to see you as who you are and not let like my own stuff like make you leave you off better, like worse. And I think in some of my relationships, my second relationship, honestly, he didn't leave me off worse. I think like he ended it because he had a relationship with Eddie, and he ended it because I think it was just like, this is better for you and whatever. But he didn't like hurt me or damage me at all. He was very respectful.
Wasn't he like short though?
He was taller than you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I said,
wasn't he short? I thought you said that. No. I'm sorry. I'm like, why is that important?
No, I said, wasn't the relationship short?
Really short. I'm saying 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like,
because I think there it's hard to evaluate if you did that to someone's life.
No, for sure. And like, we were neighbors. Like, we've known each other for a very, very long time. Yeah. He was very respectful and he always has been. Like, he even asked me if he can kiss me, and I was like, no, which I appreciate that. He didn't just do it, he was very respectful. My first relationship was not respectful at all. And I think like, if we look back at that, I didn't add very much value. He left me with so much stuff I had to unravel, which was a bummer. And like years later he apologized and like, thank you for your apologies. Like, that was kind. But it was just this thing of, he was not at all in a place where he was ready to date.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, and I don't want to bash him at all. It's more in a sense of, there were things for him, like he was very much super, 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 super insecure, really, 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 really addicted to porn, like very much just like not sure, like he just did not know who he was. And unfortunately, he still doesn't. Like,
you were young, though, right?
Yeah, I was 18. I was adult.
That's pretty young. But still young.
But still, we were young either way. And still stuff for him. Like I really wish him the best. Cause I think he has a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
But I think that if we were looking back and we were asking ourselves, like, am I actually in a place where I could love somebody and actually love myself enough to be in a relationship and be able to love the person? The answer would be no. And I even think in my time, I didn't really love myself. I didn't know I didn't love myself. And that's like where my anxiety came in. I didn't know I didn't love myself to the extent that I didn't. But I did my best to honor him. And I'm sure I fell short for sure. Cause I was 18, I was human, and he was human too. He is human.
He
now.
Was?
Wow. He is human now.
He wasn't
he's not suddenly now.
Alien or something.
But I'm more just in the sense of, I just really love that perspective of being able to love. If you can leave someone better than how you started, and you can honor, you can actually say that's my intention no matter what throughout this relationship, then that's like always going to be helpful and beneficial for you.
So it seems like what we're saying is that there's a need for like a level of preparation before you start dating. You can't just date someone because you have feelings for them. Like, that's not how it works.
Say more.
Just, you know, starting the date based on emotions is so, I don't want to sound harsh, but it is so immature to just date because you have feelings. You know, like, there is more than that. Goes into, especially like a successful relationship, because a successful relationship is almost like a partnership, you know, like if we're seeing it as like, what can I add to their life? And I think that's a really good like place. If you're single and you're thinking about dating someone and you can approach a relationship thinking like, what can I give them rather than what can they give me? I think you're in a good place. I think you can be in a good place if that's how you approach a relationship, because a lot of people approach relationships thinking, and it can be subconscious, you know, that's what's dangerous. Especially if it is subconscious, I think that there's some work that you need to do. But it's this thing of like, always like, what can they give me? What can they bring to me? I feel lonely.
Mm-hmm.
I need a partner, you know, like I need to feel like I'm loved and I'm valued. And I'm like, okay. Like, obviously those are needs that everyone has, but like, can you give that to them? Like, are you able to approach a relationship and not make it about you,
mm-hmm.
but make it about the person you're with? Because because I do think that's a sign of maturity to think that way. Because long term, that's what relationships are, is like, if you're, especially if you think about marriage, it's like giving yourself fully to the other person rather than like taking everything that they have to give you. Because that's such a self like centered approach to relationships that a lot of people have, and it's immature, and it's not love. So there's a level of preparation and a level of work that's like a person has to do before they start dating. And actually, like, I'm talking about healthy dating, obviously. But obviously, like you said, you will never be perfect. You can never be at a place where you're perfect. Especially with relationship anxiety, you will be triggered when you're in a relationship, but you can still like work on yourself, because that's what life is anyways. I feel like life to me, and probably for you too, has been constantly growing and working on myself and becoming better and better. And that's a fact. Like, you can never be perfect. But I do think that when you and I started dating, I was in a much better place than I was when I first arrived in the US, because I had a long journey, and which some preparation obviously took place when I was in the relationship. But I do feel like I was healthy enough to be honoring and respectful in the
For
relationship,
sure.
and also knew long term what I wanted. And I think that's also something that's important, is like, even though that's something we talk about more in the next one, but it's not required to know 100% you're gonna marry that person. I knew that long term I wanted marriage, and I wanted marriage, I wanted to build a family, like I had vision for the relationship, and the dating wasn't just a fun thing for me, and I was just doing it because I had feelings, because there's so much more that goes into building a relationship than just feelings. So yeah, that, I don't know how we can like summarize, is it, yeah, summarize, that's a word, right? Okay, sorry, I had a whatever. Summarize like what is the level of preparation you need? Because I think that obviously the line is not super well defined, but like I said, like I think personally, if you're in a place where you feel like you're healthy enough that you can be honorable and respectful to someone, and you do have vision for what you're doing, you're not just dating for fun and for experience sake, I think you're in a good place.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And obviously, if you're aware of your, sorry, one more thing. You do not need to be perfect, but I do think that you need to be aware that you do have flaws that need to be worked on, and that's normal. Self-awareness is great, and it's important.
And I think too, there's this is a thing too, I think that relationship anxiety causes people to do, but it's especially if you have any sort of like low self-esteem, it's kind of like you're using this relationship to glorify yourself, if that makes sense. And hear me out. It's more in a sense of if you look good, then I look good. And if you don't look good, so if you're, I don't know, immature, if you're shorter than me, if you're all these things, just reflecting back on what I already think of myself, and then your anxiety heightens that, and then it's like nitpicking everything. It's like, oh my gosh, Uncle, he's not good enough, but you're really putting it like you're not good enough. And it's like we get super twisted, like in a sense of that your relationship has to be perfect in order to reflect that this is like how I look to other people. And it is, we hear it so much, and this is like no shame to you at all, but like enough is enough. And this in the nicest, most loving way possible, because it is really, really hurtful to see your partner as a project of how it's looking. You have to look perfect, and there's no flaws in you, so therefore nothing at all is going to reflect bad on me. And when we continue to do that, it's like we no longer see your partner as a human. I think you've mentioned before in either a masterclass or a podcast one time, and I
I've
love
said it
that.
multiple times.
Because I think it's so good. Because we, yeah, you're not seeing them as a human anymore. They're literally an object of your own projection of yourself. in a sense. And it's like, this object has to be perfect. It's like this mirror. And it's so hurtful. And again, yes, if a partner was super aware of what was going on in your mind, they would be so hurt. Yeah. Which I don't really recommend you guys saying it. Please don't. Like, do your best to have like some self-control and not feel the need to say it in order to relieve your own stuff. Because it's again more about you and not really anything about them.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel bad, so I need to tell you.
Yeah.
And then they're like, thanks for telling me, but that helped me no way at all.
Yeah.
Now it kind of gets me more guarded and now I'm hurt. Like, we have to be able to like take a pause. Like, this is kind of a side note, but also we've heard it so much and I'm kind of like, your partner is not meant to make you feel better about yourself. And that is not what relationships are about.
Yeah.
That's not. And the more that we can get clarity on that is not their job, just as much as not their job to do that for you, you're going to find so much more peace in your life. If you're able to figure out, oh, this is nothing to do with them. It's everything to do with me. And they're not meant to make me feel better. Like, they're not something that's just giving me some simulation all the time of like, oh, they did something perfect. Never mind. I have butterflies. I feel good.
Yeah.
Everything is about feelings. And I'm like, I'm just really tired of it. Cause I think that's, we hear it so much. And like all this time, like somebody pulls the reel and it's like, if your husband or your man isn't doing this on your birthday, then does he really love you? And you're like, oh my gosh, he doesn't make me feel that way at all. He doesn't really love me. He's not doing this thing for me to make me feel good all the time. And it's like, that's not what that's about. And this is kind of a side tangent and I'm realizing that. And I'll get back on topic, but this is also just a freebie that I really feel like I needed to say.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think it's a good way to end this. Is if you're like, especially if you're struggling with relationship anxiety, you know, when you have anxiety, all the attention is on you. But when you're in a relationship, if we're talking about love, it's not about you, you know? You got to take the attention off of you and start...
Love is not about
loving.
You.
Yeah, start loving the person you're with. So, yeah, I think that's a good way to end on a good note, or a note, an interesting
note.
about relationship anxiety. But yeah, so, you know, obviously we recommend if you're single and you're looking to date, or if you're relationship, no matter where you're at, like, always have a growth oriented mindset, be aware of your shortcomings and do your best to, you know, heal from them or like, grow from them, and become better. You know, like, you want to be, that's what life is about to me. It's just, you're always growing if you're open to that and to not let your insecurities dictate your life, but grow from them. It's not easy, but it is, you know, definitely important if you want to thrive in life.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, what else do you want to say? Obviously we have the RAA link in the description if you want to be part of our online community and actually better yourself and grow and work. Like we said, that's all about work this episode. That's a great opportunity to do it. And then, we hope that you like this. Subscribe, rate, review, share, like, comment. Everything you need to do to show us support, we would really appreciate that because we are working for this and then we care about this. So thank you so much. Do you want to add anything else or?
We love you all. And if you want to be a part of a community that's growing in as well, RAA is the place.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in and watching it or listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.